Je viens du miroir inversé. The opposite mirror or the inverted mirror. Le miroir dans l'autre sens, si tu veux. The opposite mirror. The mirror that you, as an analyst, takes back from your passion, pain, passion. My ear was always open. I never got satisfied. My ear was always open. And sometimes got satisfied. But it's like you never know what makes you come. My mouth would knit, ou c'est plus une natte qu'on dit, une natte, like that. Like, it's like to braid, my mouth would braid a really nice pretzel from the, for the other. And sometimes, it's truth, sometimes it's not. But the brain has been braided or knitted from the story of the guy on the couch or the woman on the couch. So from the start, so the starting point of the knitting is true, because it's linked to the presence of the story itself. So the truth would be more linked to a moment than to a discourse, in a way. Braiding, 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 kneading. And sometimes you have to stop the braid to cut it and to use it as a, how do you say that, un fouet, or like a whip. Meaning you need to use your own stories. You need to make the passion use the client, the client, or the patient, or the analysant, or use his own story to whip himself. Then he understands that the bad side of the situation has been created by his tongue. Because when you really, 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 really find someone who's so bad for you that you don't want him in your life anymore, you just let him aside, or you just kill him inside. When you want to let him stay in your environment, it doesn't mean he is evil. It means you need this part of evil. Ne te méprends pas là-dessus. And it's exactly the same for society. It's exactly the same towards a country, a city, a continent. Whip, 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 whip. A sadist won't come till the masochist doesn't come, don't make it the opposite way. Don't make it the opposite way. Lick the bones of the princess. I would lick the bones till they totally disappear as a non-flesh person. It is not about the facture, the way it is made. It is about preserve a bit that old era that you will feel is going to overwhelm you, the new one. And the girl themselves doesn't really want it. So it is about preserve, keep the past as it is. The child and the woman is like the braid in your mouth. It is the only thing that is true. And it's already changing. So it might look like I'm a conservative person. And I am, in a way. Because we need starting points. And the mouth and this vagina. There's no way to doubt that. It is like the lie is totally inverted now. For example, Jesus, we all know he comes from a man. But we keep the story alive. And we keep the lie alive. Good for that. We need some secrets. Or we need to believe in secrets. The secret now could just invert it. A baby can come from nowhere. For the moment, it is still sperm. You got lucky to be in that chapter. In the future, it won't be sperm anymore. In the future, it won't be womb anymore. No responsibilities. It's okay. I don't want to suffer. I don't want my womb to be like that. I can avoid that. So let's do that. This is the really huge difficulty of our time. And take it seriously. That's why years and years and years and years ago, I wanted to keep that towards me. For the object and the idea to just follow me and be with me. Till I don't forget the origins. Till I don't forget. It's like really the root of the braid. If you forget the root of the braid, you can't go further. Or at least it's the century I come from. Future's not frightening, it's just different. But take seriously the fact that we won't need each other. That's the more frightening part of all that. The more frightening part is that I will need the idea of you, and you won't be there. That's why I prefer people to suffer, you know? At least they have a bone in their mouth. Even if they hurt their teeth, they have a bone in their mouth. Don't let them forget that they have to suffer. All they are just going to be damn, how do you say that word? A worm. They will just get back to that. No teeth to bite, because you don't have to suffer. No fist directly to go in your head. Everything's going to be soft. Everyone's going to be happy, softer, and everyone going to be back to a worm. Be careful to your bones, buddy. Be careful to your bones. Or in 100 years, they're gonna disappear. You'd better fight a bit. Or only the one who suffered would have proper bones and teeth. You think that nature is gonna overwhelm you, or you think that nature is going to be really dangerous for you, there's going to be like lots of movement on Earth. But be careful on your own bones, buddy. And feel thankful that really like hard water comes on your flesh. It means, yeah, you have to react. You have to react in real. Be careful to that. Be careful to that. Be careful to that. We don't mind being plumbers till we have a pipe to touch.